We're going to find out what's happening at the Stalker Arts Center, Lorain County Community College. It's well underway, right, Jan?
It is. We've had our first two studio sessions events are already passed, and we've started our film series. The second film is this coming Friday night. We're showing The Founder, so you can find out about how McDonald's came to be.
The Michael Keaton movie, correct?
It is a Michael Keaton movie, yes. And we find out within it that maybe Ray Kroc wasn't such a great guy when he was younger, and he sort of stole the business out from under the brothers that started it in California. So it's kind of an interesting story based on the true facts, and so that's this Friday night at 7:30.
Janet Herman Barlow is with us. We got to give the full name, Bruce. Now, maybe Janet covers it? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I suppose people know her. They recognize her voice. They
sure.
hear her. You're roaming around the halls of the Stalker Center, the lobby at different points, I assume.
Yes. The lobby, the backstage, you know, upstairs in the light booth on occasion. It just depends on what's going on.
Do you ever get to sit in the theater?
You know, sometimes, yes.
So you get to see the shows. That's good.
Usually just parts, just really? Depending on what's going on, yes. Okay. I also tell my staff, you know, if you want to see an event, don't work it, because you won't ever see the whole thing. So.
But somebody has to put this together. Somebody has to be there making sure the parts work. Not everybody, you know, there's the performers, there's the audience, and then there's you and the people all that kind of mix it all together, right?
Right, yes. I mean, it's not that the performers show up on our door and just know that they're going to perform there. It's that, you know, I've actually worked with their agent and booked the event and gone through the contracting process. And then, yes. And then they show up at our door after we've gone through. A lot of times the shows are booked a year in advance or 6 months in advance. So
it's a reputation of you and the Stalker Center that brings a lot of these people back, or, as you mentioned, the agents or bookers
right.
thinking, that's a spot we want to put on our calendar, make space for it, so
right.
that they can be part of whatever performance.
Yes, actually, Jamie Farr is coming back. He has performed at Stalker before in the Sunshine Boys, and he's back this year, October 9th, performing Tuesdays with Maury, which is obviously the Mitch album book that has been made into a play.
I didn't think you can get older than the Sunshine Boys, and then you have Tuesdays with Maury. So as he ages, he finds the characters for him. But I thought Sunshine Boys, I always think of with George Burns at that point, but it's just another example of somebody coming through here, well-known names, but a lot of times there's sort of unknowns, but they still have the talent that it needs to be seen.
Right. I mean, you know, we do a whole series called the Random Acts series, and those are often either things that are performers that are a little less well-known, or in some cases they're free performances. We start that actually this year on September the 28th with a group that's a little less known called the Queens Cartoonists, and they actually perform the music from old time cartoons, everything from the Pink Panther and Popeye the Sailor Man all the way up through the Simpsons, and they have a female singer who will do a lot of the songs from those Disney classics that we love. And, you know, again, they may not be really well known, but it's a great family show. They show some of the cartoons. It's a 7 o'clock start time, so you get out a little earlier. So you can bring your children all the way up to your grandparents, who will also remember all those songs.
Craig, wasn't it you that, maybe I'm put you, wasn't you that walked into a record store one time and they were playing music on the speakers and it turned out to be cartoon music? Was that you that happened? I'm thinking of somebody
else.
No,
I don't think so.
Because there's records out there, music of these, they're composers. I mean, we
right.
see them in some little short, but take away the animation, and you have sort of maybe very complicated, interesting, emotional music, because it had to convey whatever is happening in the cartoon.
It's great music, and some of it is by very well-known composers, Danny Elfman, John Williams, you know, it's not just like these no names that were behind the scenes. There are people that have gone on to score big films, that have gone on to score big TV shows. It's amazing music.
You mentioned how you rarely see full performances of what comes to Stalker. Do you have an opportunity prior to booking some of these people to check them out in person?
I do. I actually go to trade shows where I can, and that's how I found the Queens cartoonists. I saw them showcase at one of the booking conferences I was at, and then I went back and saw them a second time because, you know, you just want to be sure, and it just like I enjoyed it. They did two different showcases. I enjoyed it both times. They were really strong musically. The singer was great. You know, it's like, okay, this is really fun. And they even in the showcase situation showed a cartoon with one of the songs. So it's like, yes. And I try whenever possible to see things live before I book them. Because as we all know, just like they can touch up your photographs, they touch up CDs, they touch up DVDs and videos. So just to try to make sure that the live experience is going to be a great one for people, I do try to see them live first.
And I'm thinking, too, that, you know, along the way, you've come upon some things that you thought, wow, I never expected that. Has that been the case?
Oh, yes. Terrence Simeon was one of those finds long ago and far away. I had him many times at Kane Park, and this will be his third time back at Stalker. He is such an entertaining performer, such a loving human being. He was a true surprise. I had never really been exposed to a lot of Cajun Zydeco music before, and what a fun time that was, and what great, again, great family music that is. This year, when he's coming back, he's doing a student matinee which is called Creole for Kids and the History of Zydeco. So they learn a lot about the Louisiana history and about the history of the Creole people. And then he's also doing a culinary demonstration for our culinary students of authentic Louisiana Creole cooking. And then he's also doing a Saturday night concert. So he'll actually be here for 3 days. This is the first time, because now we have the culinary facility at the college, that he's ever been able to do a cooking demo. So that will be new and kind of fun to watch. And everybody gets to sample the food. So what more do you want?
And as part of Lorain County Community College, do you consider the fact that you are part of an educational institution when you book shows, in that you have such great diversity in what you offer every year?
We always do consider that we are part of the college community. In trying to bring things to the college that start with kids that are pre-K all the way up through as old as you want to be to still come to events. And there are a lot of events in between that are for all ages, because not only are we part of the educational institution, but we are a community arts center. And so we try to keep in mind that we want community members of all ages, plus our students, plus our faculty, plus our staff, coming to the events. We try to have a number of events that actually have an educational component, or like we integrate the education with the artist, with whatever their skills are. For instance, the culinary aspect of Terrence coming and playing, you know, Creole music in the morning for the kids, little kids, and then moving into the culinary kitchen to do the cooking demo. You know, it's all part of making it a full experience for everybody.
Is there still a big support for the arts, or do you see it kind of ebbing and flowing? I know there was a point when there was a lot of, you know, the recession issues hit. Sometimes that funding goes away, or people think, I have to spend money other things. Where is it right now? What do you see as far as people even for this coming performing arts season? And
it ebbs and flows, just like you said, Bruce, but one of the interesting factors this year is what I call the Hamilton effect. You know, Playhouse Square has gotten so many more subscribers because they have Hamilton coming in the summer of 18, that it and there's so much more competition now that it really has, I think, people are looking at other things more as a single ticket than as a subscription, because they've already bought their subscription now, which is fine. You know, so it just means that we have to work a little bit harder to get people to understand that we have great events too. And even though we don't have Hamilton, we have things that they want to come and see that are really high quality, close to home, free parking, all of the great things. The Performing Artist Series shows have, you know, dinner available and valet parking available if people don't want to deal with the fact that sometimes the college students are there at night when we have events. So we try to make it a full experience for people, even though their arts dollars are maybe a little bit more limited right now.
But it, as you say, it's sort of a ripple effect, because sometimes if you can't get a ticket for that, at least you're thinking in the minds, I want to go to see something artistic, I want to see a play, a performance, right, or music, and they realize, hey, right here at Lorain County Community College.
Right, and we do a number of free things as well, so that people that are on limited incomes, you know, we have, for instance, on November 4th, we have the field band, concert band of the U.S. Army and Soldiers Chorus. That's a free event. You need a ticket for it, but you don't need to pay anything. On November 28th, we have the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Orchestra, and these kids are dynamite. They're just wonderful, and it's a free event. You don't even need a ticket for that one, you know, so that if you don't have the financial wherewithal, all of our art gallery events are free. The concert band concerts are free. So you can still come and see things at Stocker Art Center if you don't have the money to buy a ticket.
Peter Funt. I just keep looking at this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Peter
Eight
Funt,
decades.
That's here as well. And the magic of Bill Blagg. So you've got all sorts of types of things that you have, not only just plays and musical performances, but other things that take place on stage,
right,
as
the,
well.
The concert after the second Performing Artist Series shows, Shuffle Concert, those are all classically, wonderfully trained musicians, and they have a little phone app, and everybody who walks in gets a menu, and when the phone app, they shuffle that phone app, and they call on the person who has that numbered menu, and that person gets to choose what song they play now. It could be anything from classical to opera to Broadway to pop. So it's, you know, those musicians have to know all of those songs that are on that menu just like that. You know, just as a snap.
This is like a live jukebox.
It is.
Is what it is.
It's like, well, when you shuffle your iPod, that's right. The idea. That's how the lead guy got the idea. It's like, yeah, that's how people listen to music now. They don't listen to a straight album.
So
it's
not
through.
Linear. It's just sort of
right.
In any particular, maybe random order.
Right.
Because if you know what's coming up next, sometimes you're sort of complacent. If it's something that you're unfamiliar with, your brain kind of wakes up to the whole thing.
Right.
It's interesting how they get technology working its way into this.
Right, and a lot of the things are multimedia right. now, which never used to be. You know, you mentioned Peter Funt and Candid Camera. Well, most people remember Smile, You're on Candid Camera, from watching it on TV when Alan Funt started it 8 decades ago. And now his son has been carrying it on. His son is also a writer and a stand-up comic. And so he integrate stand-up comedy with the clips of the old Candid Camera show so that you're going to get lots of laughs both live and on film. And they've made a whole road show out of this, out of looking at an old TV show that I don't know about you, but we used to watch when I was kids.
Sure.
And, you know, so I'm amazed at how funny it still is.
Well, what's funny is funny. This is
right,
what we discover.
Right.
And even though...
And it's clean comedy.
It's not the first time somebody has tripped and fallen. I mean, the banana
no.
peel has its place in comic history.
Or that a car has split in the middle at a police
right.
officer in the middle of a road.
Exactly.
Yes.
I remember the one with the mailbox, right? With the talking mailbox or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Things
sure.
like that.
Or the car that splits in half.
Right. Okay. But you also have people coming, you know, a lot of local people. Annie DeChant I saw there, and also Alex Bevan. So
right.
you utilize people that have sort of roots in Northeast Ohio, too.
Yes. We actually concentrated our studio session series this year on performers from Northeast Ohio that either started here or are still here. For instance, Annie DeChant started here as the lead singer for Odd Girl Out. She then broke off on her own and moved to Nashville, but her roots are still here in Northeast Ohio. And she's made a name for herself as a singer-songwriter. She's been making her living that way. And she's coming back March 6th, I forget the dates, but it's in March. March 6th, February, March. Steve, help me out here. You had that there, but now I don't remember the date. March 16th and 17th. So, ooh, like I was right, and I like questioned myself. That's bad.
Janet knows. That's all we know. Mm-hmm. So And that's why we've got you coming in to tell us about the things that are taking place. Lots going on for the Stalker Arts Center with the performing arts, the music. Howard's End, by the way, Howard's End is coming up at the film series. Craig, if you have yet to see Howard's End.
It's a great film. And this is a digital remake of the 1992. So it's crisper, cleaner, but it's the same movie. And it's just a wonderful Merchant Ivory film.
2.5 hours long.
Yes.
I've seen that. I don't remember it, but I've seen it.
Right. So there you have it. A little bit of what's going on at the films, not only the films, but the live performance as well. Again, if people want to find out more about what's happening with the Stalker Arts, what's a good place for them to go?
They can call our box office at 440-366-4040, and that's open from noon to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 90 minutes before a live event. Or they can go to stalkerartcenter.com and click on events, and they can learn all about all of the events in date order.
Before I let it go, I have to look at the cover of this. Who is this giant with here on this cover?
That's
here.
The Stinky Cheese Man. Oh, he's coming as part of the student matinee series. He'll be there in February, February 8th. And it's the Stinky Cheese Man and other fairly odd or fairly stupid tales. It's based on a book, and again, it's one of our student matinee shows that is geared towards our younger set.
Why does it appeal to me, Craig?
Our student matinee series are all open to the public, so you can come and see the 9:45 or 11:45 a.m. show. Well, probably the 11:45 a.m. show because of what time you get off of work. But
I think 9:45 would work okay, considering, of course, if we do a morning show like this, maybe it'll still be going on until 9:45 in the morning. But there's a lot of great things to see there, not only, as you mentioned, for music, but different types of performances, films as well. It's always it's a great thing to have in Lorain County Community College, Stalker Arts Center. Janet Herman-Barlow, thanks for stopping in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Joining us this morning as well.